Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
It's the Talk of Troy. Voices and sounds from the campuses of Troy University, I'm Chris Alf. What pops in your head when you think of the clarinet? Some people picture Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants playing the instrument poorly. You get the idea. So, a Troy University professor is working to give the clarinet the recognition it deserves. Producer Jack Anderson is tuned up and ready to go.
Troy University's Clarinet Day was launched by Professor of Clarinet Tim Phillips 17 years ago, and even the COVID-19 pandemic couldn't stop it.
It's good to know that Troy University is a good clarinet place. We have a good clarinet teacher, me, and we have a lot of students who play in all the bands on campus. They practice a lot. They really care about music and about the clarinet and about each other.
This year's guest performers include clarinetist and Peabody Conservatory professor Alexander Fitterstein, whose music you're hearing right now. Senior music industry major Katarina Agnew knows that she chose the right instrument.
You can do anything with it. It's so cool. And also the range of the clarinet, fantastic. I love it.
As part of a masterclass on Clarinet Day, a guest artist gave expert feedback after Agnew played part of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Clarinet Day is one of the reasons I ended up going to Troy. That welcoming environment, it really kind of instilled in me the thought of, hey, I think I might want to go here.
For more information on Clarinet Day and how to get involved next year, visit timclarinet.com. And you can hear, as Phillips would say, the world's greatest instrument on Clarinet Corner Mondays at 7 p.m. on Troy Public Radio, or wherever you get your podcast. For the Talk of Troy, I'm Jack Anderson.
Over spring break, Troy University fraternity Alpha Tau Omega recently held their annual charity event, Walk Hard. That's a 128.3-mile trek across two states. It puts new meaning into the idea of a daily walk. Since its inception, Walk Hard has raised over $650,000. This year's director, Troy Senior Nick Marshall, says it also does something for the participants.
No one can tell you that you can't do anything anymore. Just a feeling of, no matter what the check says, no matter how much money we raise, like, you're still doing it for a good cause, and it's not something easy.
You can say that again. The walk lasts 6 days, stretching from Troy's main campus in Troy, Alabama, to Panama City Beach, Florida.
But that moment when everybody reaches the sand and you're kind of all there together is life-changing. There's really nothing like it.
The donations go to Jeep Sullivan's Outdoor Adventures, a company that provides excursions for military veterans. And for Marshall, the walk is also personal.
My brother, he was in the Navy for 4 years. He served in Panama City. There's friends of his that can't even pump their own gas because it smells like IED bombs. Giving back to a community that has meant so much to me and my family, it's really special.
For more information on the Walk Hard charity event, visit www.walkhard.info. Oh, and to close out this story, we leave you with a musical tradition.
The Walk Hard song is one that we play a lot. It really gets guys going and excited.
We hope it's working. This story was co-produced by Brendan Bryan and Joey Hudson.
Walk hard.
I'm Chris Alf, and you've been listening to The Talk of Troy, Troy University's official podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend, then walk it off.